This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how you can't see the finish line, but God can. Previously, I've talked about how the Israelites came under attack by the Midianites and that God chose Gideon to save them. Now, when the angel of the Lord appeared before Gideon and told him that God had chosen him for this assignment, Gideon was shocked and very doubtful. He immediately began to question a whole host of things. He asked, how could he be chosen for a task when his clan was the weakest in the entire tribe, and that he was always considered the least among his family members? The excuses just poured out of Gideon. And sometimes the same can be true for us, that when we can't see the finish line of a task, we avoid taking on that task altogether. In other words, it seems insurmountable, so to avoid a false start, we just don't start at all. We know from Gideon's story that he would face 100,000 Midianites, but he would also conquer them as well. And he would not do it alone. He would do it in God's strength. In fact, in Judges 6:16, it says that Gideon would destroy the Midianites as if he were fighting against one man. These are the encouraging words God gave to him. So what is on your agenda in this new year that seems insurmountable? Know that you're not doing it in your strength alone. You're doing it in God's strength too, and there is a finish line. And as you move toward that finish line, cling to these words: I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep the faith.